Blog Talk Radio.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Greetings and welcome to all of you, our dear UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall and the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast, coming to you today by way of UFCCM Anointed Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us, whether you're listening on the phone, on Facebook, or at uscm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We're so happy to be here today and thankful and grateful that God has allowed us to come together one more time and that he has given us another opportunity to continue in our journey together as co-laborers in the UFCCM and the UFCCM Laity Training Ministry. And I'd like to just continue to give a heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you for your continued support, your prayers, your words of encouragement as we continue in this ministry of laity training. This is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Before we get started, we are so honored and overwhelmed with joy that we have our precious Bishop Emeritus, Mother Betty Brown, who is with us today. And Mother Brown is going to give us our opening prayer. And we're so elated because Mother Brown was present not just at the birth of the UFCCM, but at its very conception. And it is such a privilege and an honor to have her with us today. So Mother Brown, would you please give us our opening prayer this morning?
Yes, I will, my dear, in the name of Jesus. Honor to all who honor is due, that including you. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, as I come before you at this hour again this morning to ask your choice blessings upon your people, and you know, Lord, what they need and how they need. But we ask for your choice blessings, your love and your mercy upon your people. We waited a long time, but you are waiting for us. Thank you, God, for having this opportunity to ask the people to look to the hills from which come their help and their strength. In these last days, we need the strength of God to be able to keep on going on in the name of Jesus. We ask your choice blessings today upon this program. Bless this program and send your Holy Spirit that everything that's done in your holy name will be filled with the Spirit. Someone will be saved. Someone will be delivered. Someone be refilled. Someone, oh God, will be filled with everything that they need. We look to you now to look on this program. Look on the leaders of this program. Bless them abundantly. God, we thank you how you brought us through. These have been trying times, but you said in your word that if whatever we ask in your name, believing, it shall be done. And God, we believe you today that you're going to take your children through every trial and every tribulation. We thank you so far for what you have done for us. Brought us through, Lord, that pandemic. And we thank you for it because so many has gone on. But, God, you have blessed your choice ones and left here, Lord, that we might be a vessel in your hand, that others might be saved, that others might be healed, that others might be delivered. And, God, we want to do our best. Have mercy today on us. Bless this program in a special, special way, and especially the speaker that will come forth. Let the words of God lift somebody's spirit, save somebody's soul, deliver somebody from problems. In the name of Jesus, we are asking you these things because you said in your word, if we should ask anything in your name, in faith, you would do it. We know it's done. It's done in Jesus' name. God bless your children. Carry on and keep me in your prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Amen. Bishop Brown, we thank you for that powerful prayer because we have known you down through the years to be not only a wonderful woman of God, but a true prayer warrior. And we're so happy that you're with us today. And I want to put you on the spot just for a moment, Mother. While we have your presence with us, I would like to ask you if you could just give our listeners and give us some words of inspiration and encouragement. It doesn't have to be long, but we know that God speaks through you, and we would love to hear what he would have you share with us briefly this morning.
God bless you, my dear. Only thing I can tell you today is I know God loves all. He loves us one and all. And in these trying times, if we know the scripture, what the word says, God said in his word, in Matthew he says, first seek ye God's kingdom and his righteousness, and anything else he will add to us. And today I say from self-experience, if you live a holy life, there is nothing God will keep from you. I know, I've tried him, I've been there, I've been through. Whatever you need, God has got it. And a lot of people will say, well, I prayed, and God have not answered me. But you forget when God spoke in the word and said, you can ask whatever you will. I will give it to you if it's in my will. We seem to forget those three little words that God added to what he said he would do. But that is what we have to make sure we get an understanding of the word of God and ask the way he want us to ask. And, honey, I'm here. God has taken me through COVID. I had COVID 3 weeks before I went to the hospital.
Mm.
2 weeks, I didn't know if I was in this world. But I never dreamed of anything. I never remember I was anywhere, but I was just asleep. But when I would wake up, I would call on the name of Jesus, and I know the saints were praying. God brought me through. The doctor said to me, You are a miracle. A woman your age with your condition has never been able to pull through, but God gave me, he worked on me and gave me the antibiotics that I needed to fight that germ. And when I, 2 weeks before I come home, the doctor said, you are Kobe free. No, we can't find no Kobe nowhere. And I thank God. So I know if you live right, whatever you need. And see, a lot of times, children, I've been there and come through. A lot of times when we get saved and the Lord began to deal with us, we want new homes and new cars and finance things. But those are temporarily things.
Yeah.
They will flash you. But how do you seek, like the word says, seek God first and his kingdom, the things that's going to take you through this life into the new life, out eternity. And once you do that, nothing in this world that God will withhold from you if you will only believe. And you see a lot of people like to pray long prayers, but it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is ask God what we want and need with faith, believing, knowing, not just guessing, but knowing that he will do it and go on and expecting it will come in his time. And I'm here as a witness. It will come. It will come. Children, but God calls for a holy life. But he loves us so much until as we walk with weak knees and bent toes, looking back, he loves us so much he puts up with us.
Yes.
Like a mother put up with her children. You might do 10 things that mommy told you not to do, but yet she loves you.
Yes.
And loves you more. Live holy, and the sky is the limit. Hey, come on, don't see. The sky is the limit.
Yes.
Oh, when I talk about him, I feel him. I tell you, I make contact with him. I better get off of here now, because otherwise I'm at church.
Praise God. Praise
thank,
God.
Thank you. Spirit of God, you take over the program and give Teacher Margaret a lovely, a wonderful, a spiritual time the rest of the day. Thank you. God bless.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother, for those words that reach deep down within our souls. And listeners, Mother Brown, but I will tell you that ever since I've known her, her whole testimony and her exhortation to us is to live holy, that the Lord is soon to come. And Mother, we thank you for those words of encouragement to lift us up today and to help us to look to God, to keep us in his care and to keep us in the way and to continue to move forward by faith. Thank you so much. We just love you so much, and we thank you again. And listeners, I'd like to remind you that today is our special pre-conference virtual meeting broadcast. We are getting ready for our annual UFCCM conference, which due to COVID-19 precautions, we celebrated last year and now again this year in the form of a virtual meeting. Even though we won't be able to be together in person via technology, we will be able to see each other, to hear each other, and to rejoice together. We are so excited about what is to come, and we are anticipating a glorious worship, praise, fellowship, and learning experience. Now, remember, our conference is just 10 days away, and the excitement and anticipation is building. So today, to kick off the excitement, to get us revved up a little bit more and anticipating what is to come, and also to give us some ideas of what we can expect, we are so honored to have our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop H.A. Tyndall Sr., and jurisdictional bishop for the headquarters jurisdiction, Mother Bishop Shirley A. Tindall, with us today. And they are going to come now to inspire, to encourage, and share with us regarding our upcoming virtual meeting. Good afternoon, Bishop and Mother Bishop.
Good afternoon, Teacher Tindall.
How are you? We're so happy to have you both with us today.
Yes, we are too. We're happy to be here, Teacher.
It's always a pleasure to tune in to our laity training radio broadcast ministry on the second Saturday of each month.
Yes.
It is something that down through the years we've become fixated on. It's something we look forward to every month.
Yes, indeed. Well, we thank God for this opportunity, Teacher Tindall, that you've afforded us to just have some comments on our upcoming virtual conference. It's actually our 17th annual UFCCM conference, and to God be the glory, 17 conferences, and we have so much to thank God for. And this year, our theme is continuing to move forward by faith.
And we thank the Lord for this theme for this year. We want to give honor to Teacher Tindall and a special honor this morning to Bishop Emeritus Brown.
It is always
a real treat.
Yes.
With us and to have her participate with us. She is one of the charter founders and members of the UFCCM, as people say sometimes. She was there when the work was done.
Yes, she was. Amen.
Initiated in the mind of God and delivered to us, she was right there. And we're just honored that the Lord had blessed her and kept her down through the years.
Amen.
To hear the powerful prayer that she brought forth this morning. Following up with what dear Mother Bishop, our precious wife, has said this morning, this is our 17th annual conference that we are approaching. We know that we quite possibly could have met in person, but I always recall the words of the scripture that we are to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that means that we should use every precaution necessary as we continue in worship and doing the work of the Lord to ensure the safety of God's people as we meet together to fellowship and worship. And due to the COVID-19 environment that we're living in now, the Episcopal Board of Bishops all were in agreement that we should go virtually one more time with our conference.
Mm-hmm.
We are praying that this will be the
last time.
We have to do our conference virtually. But make no mistake. This is going to be a powerful time of inspiration, impartation, and an anointed move of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As Mother Bishop mentioned a few moments ago, our theme is continuing to move forward by faith. And the scripture that we have added on this year is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, which says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." And this virtual conference is going to be one in which faith is going to be increased in the hearts and minds and spirits of every person who attend this conference. We have some terrific speakers that are going to be speaking during this conference. Mother Bishop, tell the audience about a few of the speakers that will be attending and presenting this year.
Yes, Bishop. We have, of course, on our opening night, we are going to be blessed to have our ecumenical patriarch, that in the person of Bishop Tyndall himself, that's going to be bringing us the State of the Fellowship address. And we really encourage you to tune in to that. Now, we're going to give you the dates and the time. The date for the start of the conference is going to be Tuesday, June the 22nd. And the services will begin each night promptly at 7 p.m. Now, if you want to dial in a few minutes early, we are going to have announcements and some musical presentations. But we're really letting you know to dial in on time. That information will be posted on our website. You do not want to miss. You do not want to come in late because you'll miss your seat. You'll miss the spot to be on that first page. And Tuesday night, we're looking for such a high time in the Lord. I'm very anxious to hear what our ecumenical patriarch is going to share with us. And I'm excited just thinking about it, Bishop. And then on Wednesday evening, all the way from Nassau, Bahamas, our very own Elder Karen Nixon from Life Ministry, Ministries, she is going to be bringing the word. This is a powerful, powerful young woman. And she's going to be bringing us a fresh word. And we're excited. She's the one of the chair ladies, the assistant chair lady of our women's ministry. She works closely with Bishop-elect Pastor Bev Haywood. And she is a powerful, powerful speaker. And then on Thursday night,
I'm telling you,
really, when you come Thursday, come early and make certain that you have your virtual shouting shoes on. I'm telling you, Bishop Alfred E. Williams from Johnson, South Carolina, is going to be bringing the word. Now, I tell you, I grew up in the church with Bishop Williams, and a powerful man of God. He is going to be bringing us the word, and I tell you, I am really excited to hear this man of God, because he is going to bring us a right now word.
Yes, he is.
And Bishop, he is a powerful. We're both excited. He's going to be preaching and bringing the word on Thursday night, which Thursday night is our official night, and that is the night that we set aside to really just honor our founder, the ecumenical patriarch, and that's Bishop Henry A. Tyndall Sr. himself. And this man of God, we're just going to be celebrating him. We're going to have the choirs that are going to be singing, and then with Bishop Williams going to be preaching the word. I'm just so excited, Bishop. And then on Friday night, the very last night of the conference, which is June the 25th, our very own Bishop Ronald Scott Hobson from Massachusetts. He is going to be bringing the word from Teapot. That's right, Bishop. He's going to be bringing the word. He's the provincial bishop of the province of Massachusetts. And he is a powerfully anointed speaker. So we are just so excited about the services that are coming forth. But I would be amiss, Bishop, if I didn't also tell our listeners about what we're going to be offering during the daytime.
Yes, during the daytime on both Wednesday and Thursday, we're doing something we've not done before virtually, but we will be presenting two seminars. One is going to be on Wednesday morning. It will begin at 11 a.m.
Eastern.
The same Zoom.
Eastern Standard Time.
Be sure you have that Eastern Standard Time. All of the announcements that you will hear us doing and giving to you are in Eastern Standard Time. So be certain that you adjust your timing so that you will be on time or synchronized with Eastern Standard Time. on Wednesday morning, however, at 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Mother Bishop will be officiating at that time, and the wonderful and experienced and seasoned teacher, Dr. Margaret Kendall,
yes,
will be delivering. I think it's going to be like a round table discussion.
Yes, like a panel discussion, Bishop.
Very much like a panel discussion, and she's going to be moderating in retrospect, and hopefully as we go into the future, she's going to be talking with her panelists concerning the question, how did you continue to move forward in the midst of the pandemic?
Oh,
that's going to be very interesting.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just for the record, listen to some of those who will be
participating
as panelists in this discussion. We have six people on program, and probably towards the end of it, it's going to be open for other comments and so forth.
Yes.
The six panelists, however, are
Elder Carolyn Hunt,
Deaconess Monica Zimmer,
Deaconess Darlene Penrose,
Mother Denise Cofield,
Elder Peggy Quarling,
and our own Elder B. Emerson.
Yes.
They're all members of the UFCCM, outstanding people of God.
Yes. Yes.
Chosen and anointed and full of the Holy Ghost.
So we know
that God's going to move and great things are going to happen. Don't miss that panel discussion. You will truly be blessed.
Yes, indeed. And we thank God because on Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, there will be another presentation, a ministerial seminar. But I want to tell you that this seminar is just not just for ministers. Anyone is more than welcome to listen in and to attend this seminar, but the focus will be towards the ministerial part of ministry, and that will include the elders and the pastors and our very own
Bishop
William
E.
Strong.
I always say E for some reason, I guess because he's ever ready, but it's William J. Strong.
Yes.
He's a powerful man of God, as you know.
Bishop.
And the Lord is really blessing his ministry. He has a radio broadcast that he does up there in Milwaukee. And as a result of that radio broadcast, the Lord has expanded the UFCCM into Kansas City, Missouri, and into three other cities in the state of
Louisiana,
plus outreach coming in from Kentucky. The Lord is really blessing Bishop Strong in the Midwestern jurisdiction, and those new churches are coming into the UFCCM. So here's a man who's qualified to tell you information that you need on how to build and grow your church.
Mm-hmm.
Even after this pandemic, you're beginning to meet again.
Yes.
And he's going to talk to you about how to reach out, how to bring in, how to establish.
Yes.
There's so many things he's going to talk about. That is really going to be an hour of power.
Yes.
And I'm encouraging you now, don't miss that seminar on the 24th of June at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And one other important thing I would like to mention to you is that if it works out that you cannot attend, all of the services this year from our conference, including the seminars, are all going to be professionally recorded so that you will be able to enjoy and feast from the information and be inspired over and over and over again.
And we're just encouraging you to really take the time. Mark it on your calendar. If you're at lunch, set aside that time to say, I'm going to get out real quick. I'm going to sit and listen, then go back. But some of the participants, His Grace Bishop J.G. Kramer, Elder David Allman,
Pastor Audrey Rhodes, and Overseer James Brooks.
Yes, so we have a powerhouse of participants. They will be participating in the seminar. So we really encourage you all to carve out the time. If it's Central Time that you're looking at, core Central Time would be 10 a.m. If it is Pacific Time, it would be 8 a.m., but I guarantee you that you will truly be blessed in hearing these seminars. I'm certain that they will have materials that you can click on at a later time and get those if you like. But I, whatever you do, mark now on your calendar, Tuesday, June the 22nd, 2021, all the way through Friday, June the 25th, 2021. This is the UFCCM
17th annual
Fellowship Conference.
Listen, I'm excited about
that. I'm excited too, Bishop. I'm excited.
Talking about what's going to happen and what God is in the process of doing in the UFCC, and which brings me to a special announcement.
Don't forget to be sure
that you'll be in attendance on Friday night, which is the closing night of the conference.
Yes.
There will be some special announcements. That are going to come forward on Friday night in the conference. Some of these appointments and announcements may surprise you, so be ready for what God is going to do. One thing about the UFCCM, we are a spirit-led body of people.
Yeah.
We move by faith,
and
we move under the unction and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's not about personal promotion.
That's right.
It's not about personal formalities and so forth, but it is about Jesus.
Yes.
And him crucified, and the foundational motivation for all that we do in the UFCCM is to empower the body of Christ, to empower servants of God, to empower all of our affiliates and constituents to be as empowered by the Holy Spirit as you can to be active in the end-time work in this evening light hour of winning souls for the kingdom of God.
Bishop.
People are dying without Jesus in their life. And the Lord has created the UFCCM to be a vehicle to help us get the word of God out. And so all of the things that we're doing, all of the plans that we're making, they're made on the premises that we will be enabled by the Holy Spirit to carry out this end-time work for the Lord in this evening light hour.
Amen, Bishop. And I just want to say in closing, as a reminder, that the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries is not a movement, but it's a move of God.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Teacher.
Thank you, Mother Bishop, and our Ecumenical Patriarch. Your excitement is spontaneous. Just listening to you describe all that is coming forth, I am just more excited now than ever. Just I can hardly wait. And, you know, we only have 10 days to go.
Yes.
But these 10 days, I can hardly wait to experience. And I know that you said that the virtual conference would be recorded. But I'm encouraging everyone, don't just be on the recording. Be live. Be there
in
person.
Yes,
so you can experience every single moment.
Amen.
And it is just going to be wonderful. We're just looking forward to it. And thank God for this past 17 years of the UFCCM. It has been established by God, and God is growing us.
Yes.
And we are just growing and glowing in the Lord. And so we're just so excited. And listeners, run, don't walk. Run and tell your family, your friend, your friends, your neighbors, other people that you know, there is truly a blessing in store for us all.
Amen.
So we're going to take a short station break. We'll be right back.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
All right. All right. We're back, and we're just on the edge of our seats with excitement about what is coming. And I thought it would, we thought it would be wonderful to have some shared experiences from previous UFCCM conferences. And so we have invited several speakers from throughout the UFCCM from the various jurisdictions to share with us their conference experiences. And so we're going to go to our speakers right now. And I first want to thank all of them for making time in their schedule to participate and be willing to share. And so what we're asking our speakers to share with us, we asked them to talk about how many conferences they've attended, what did they enjoy the most, how they were blessed, what they learned from the messages, the seminars, the fellowship, and other activities, and significantly, how have you applied or used what you learned in your spiritual or daily walk after the conferences, and what would you say to encourage others? So I am going to ask first Deacon Paula Gaston, and the reason I'm asking Deacon Gaston is that she's at work today. But she is on her lunch hour. She did not tell me no when I asked her to participate, and she's on her lunch hour. So out of respect for that, I'm going to ask her first if she would share with us. Deacon Paula is a member, a faithful member of the headquarters jurisdiction. She attends KCCM under the leadership of Pastor Atiyah Watkins in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Good afternoon, Deacon Paula.
Good afternoon, Teacher Tindall.
Yes, so what do you have to share with us today?
I have to share, I have three conferences, and also you asked us to talk about what we enjoyed most about the conferences. I enjoy working with the youth to see them come to the conference and have fun and still be able to learn about God. Kept them set up with our meet and greet we had in Charlotte. I also enjoyed all the information received from the workshop and how I was blessed about what I experienced at the conferences. Joining the conferences, I'm always blessed by the powerful messages coming from every speaker. I have learned a lot of things about God, and these conferences have built my faith in many ways. I get to see so many different churches come together in love, and I'm amazed by how every conference is ran so smoothly, just to experience God's presence the whole conference. And if I had to encourage someone to come to a conference, I would tell them if they came, they would feel the power of God in every service, and it would change their hearts and their minds about how they view church. And if they're having issues about not going to church due to life situations, it would give them hope about church.
Amen. Sister Paula, that last statement is evangelistic in nature, reaching out to encourage others to, not only those in the UFCCM, but others to come and listen and be blessed and learn of God. Thank you so much for taking the time from your work to be on today to share your experiences. And I know that our leadership of the UFCCM is gratified to know that these conferences really result in building faith and encouraging us in the walk of the Lord. Thank you again so much, Deacon Gaston, and you have a wonderful day in the Lord, and hopefully I'll see you at church tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Take care, and God bless.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. We also excuse me, I'm very sorry. We also have with us Elder David Allman. And Elder Allman is from the Bread of Life Cathedral in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, under the leadership of our very own Bishop and Bishop-elect Haywood, the Midwest jurisdiction. Elder Allman has attended every single conference since he has joined the UFCCM. And not only did he attend, but his wife, Sister Julie. And we hope to hear from Sister Julie to share with us one day about how God has delivered her. But he also attended with his wife and his daughter every conference. And we're so blessed to have Elder Allman with us today. He is the chair of the Council of Elders. He holds many, many hats, and he is such a wonderful supporter of this ministry. Good afternoon, Elder Allman.
Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day here in Wisconsin, sunny, and heading for the low 90s.
Wow, I'm enjoying that's beautiful.
For our state, I'm enjoying this warm weather. I do not like the cold anymore. But just to kind of go over things, I think what I most enjoy about the conferences is the fellowship and the camaraderie. It is just a beautiful time to be in fellowship with the rest of the saints in the UFCCM. We don't get to see each other but once a year from all over the U.S., and that's kind of my favorite time to be able to fellowship with everyone from everywhere. I guess the times for the most blessed, I think the most blessed times that I have is being an adjunct and serving the bishop. I have found that the more that I serve in a capacity of serving those above me as well as serving God's people, I am more blessed just by serving than being a participant. It's fun to serve other people sometimes. Seminars, fellowship, other activities. I think the best seminar I ever had was 2019 down at Monroe, Louisiana, Bishop Banks Church. When we had that seminar dealing with security and the level of security that is needed in today's churches, that blessed me the most because I found that we as the people of God cannot be lax in being in any form of security in our churches. Our churches are being attacked from every which direction, either from outside or inside, and we need to be aware and be ready and be prepared. As far as seminars and teachings and the sermons that I've listened to, I like to take away something from each and every year and try to work on it. And then it's something that I can work on to become a better man of God in the realm of being prepared for the marriage supper of the Lamb, as well as being prepared for the final days of the church age. What I would say to encourage other people is to always come with an open mind, be ready to learn, be ready to worship, and be ready to see what God has for you.
Amen. Elder Allman, thank you for sharing. And, you know, as I was listening to you talk about the fellowship and camaraderie, that is such an important element of our faith, as we forsake not the assembling of ourselves. And, it's been kind of a disappointment this past 2 years that we have not been able to do that. But thank God for Zoom, we are able to see each other and interact. But that is such a true part. And for your comment about serving as an adjutant, and I will point out to our listeners that Elder Allman does that impeccably. And I've observed him do this throughout the various conferences. And the beauty of serving, there's true blessing in serving. And Elder Almond, I will share with you, too, that that seminar on security really impressed me as well. And I just want our listeners to know that not only do we come for fellowship and worship and praise and to hear the word, we also come to learn, because while we're not of the world, we are in the world. And there are so many things we can learn and use in our daily walk. And so that was important that you pointed out the value of the seminars. Thank you again so much for sharing with us today. And we look forward to seeing you on the virtual meeting in 10 days. God bless you, and thank you, Elder Almond. All right. We also have as our next speaker, Sister Delanda Davis. Sister Davis is from Greater Realness Church under the leadership of Bishop and First Pastor Banks. From Monroe, Louisiana, the Midwest jurisdiction. And I will say that Sister Davis, we met her at the conferences, I believe, in Monroe. She did such a beautiful job as a hostess. That was a most memorable conference with the outpouring of love, and we have it in all conferences, but that was our first time meeting her, and such a beautiful welcome and outpouring of love. And she's also a member of the conference planning committee. So we're so happy to have Sister Davis with us today. Sister Davis, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so we're anxious to hear what you have to share with us today.
Okay, praise the Lord, everybody. It is like absolutely amazing that Elder Almond is his name, almost gave just about the exact same answers. So that's just confirmation. That's confirmation,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, I've attended about seven or eight conferences. And what I enjoyed the most, it was the fellowship. You know, seeing all walks of life, different cultures, everybody coming together on one accord. And that was to worship our Lord. I absolutely love that. What I learned, well, I can say, you know, it kind of like left me empowered to walk in my own ministry. You know, I learned how important ministry is to the body of Christ. I also, you know, really saw the meaning of kingdom. You know, it just made my perspective as a Christian greater.
Wow.
And what I learned from the seminar and stuff, the one he mentioned, the security and then the how to become business-minded. You know, I learned all those things. And most of all, I learned, you know, like I said, you're looking at all walks of people, different cultures. So I learned to value people for who they are, even when they're different from yourself.
Mm.
And to encourage others, that's just one word, attend. Because I can sit here and tell you about all my experiences and what I did. It was absolutely amazing. But until the listeners have experienced that for themselves, they will never know just how amazing those conferences are. So one word, attend.
Wow. Oh, Sister Davis, you know, you bring back so many memories of conferences, and I am just elated. And I know that as our UFCCM leaders listen to your comments and the comments of others, they will be encouraged to know that the UFCCM, as ordained and established by God, is making a difference in lives. As you talked about being empowered to walk in your own ministry, praise be to God, that's awesome. And the meaning of kingdom, and you know, you talked about being on one accord, and isn't that what God wants for us? Just as back in Acts, they were in the upper room on one accord. And when we are on one accord, that is when God can move all of us and do great things in our lives. So we're excited for you and so happy that you shared those thoughts with us, because it gives encouragement, and I hope it excites listeners. And your last word, attend, A-T-T-E-N-D. That's the bottom line. Just be there.
Be there.
So we thank you so much. And, you know, I forgot about the seminar that First Pastor Shalosky Banks did. That was another one of the most memorable UFCC seminars where she talked about entrepreneurship and encouraged people to seek out for themselves and to seek what God has for them in terms of starting their own business and so forth. So it's just been a wonderful blessing, and we love you so much. Hopefully we will be back in Monroe, Louisiana again one of these years. But in
yes,
the meantime, yes, in the meantime, though, we look forward to see you all on Zoom in 10 days at our virtual meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so thank you so much, Sister Davis, for joining us today. God's blessings to you.
Thank you.
All right. So we also wanted to include some of our young people. You know, one of the things that the UFCCM is doing is reaching out to our young people because they're included. And most of us on this call started off in the church as very, very young people, and God has blessed us to be where we are today. But I'd like to bring in Sister Janae Robinson. And Sister Janae, when I met her, she was Janae Haywood. She was a little girl. Bishop Haywood and Pastor Bev faithfully attended every conference, and they would bring a van load or two and their children. And Sister Janae was, let's see, 17 years. She was very young. I don't know how old she is now because I can't keep up with it, but I remember her as a little girl attending the conferences. And so, Sister Janae, good afternoon. I don't know if she...
Hello? I'm sorry.
Yes,
this is
Sister
Bishop
Janae.
Ajay. I don't know. Is something going on with her phone? Because she's... Okay. Looked like the call dropped right when you asked for her. I don't know what happened.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, Bishop Haywood, if you could try and reconnect with her. I'm going to move on to Brother Chandler Tindall. And then
right,
we'll come
I'll
back to Sister Janae.
And,
okay.
Sure. And what number is he at?
I don't know what Chandler's. It probably is a 443 number, I would guess.
All right. Well, we have a few of those. So, you know, if you're 443, you're
sure.
going to get surprised and come in on right quick. So,
I'm
so,
not sure.
You're 443.
I'm not
all
sure.
All right, 443-415, you're there. God bless you.
Hi, Chandler.
All right, let's try it. 443-438. Are you there? 443-438. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Brother Chandler.
Well,
it looks like we have 443-415. If that's your number, that's you we're talking to. And we also have 443-438.
I think 415 is Bishop Tindall.
Oh, that's Bishop Tindall. Okay.
Oh,
and well, the only other four.
Check 410. Past Overseer Tindall just texted me. His area code is 410.
All right. Well, there we go. We've got 410-654. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Chandler?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good afternoon, Brother Chandler.
Good afternoon.
We are so happy that you could join us today on this broadcast. Are you having a wonderful day?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Well, you know, let me just tell you all a little bit about Brother Chandler. He is a member of First Church of Faith, Power, and Deliverance in Baltimore, where his dad, overseer Henry Tindall Jr., is the pastor. He's a member of the headquarters jurisdiction. And I don't want to embarrass Chandler, but Chandler first attended the UFCCM conference as a baby. And I mean an almost brand new baby when we were in Sandy Cove. And I have pictures of him. I have a whole collection of pictures, historical pictures of the conference. And his aunt was holding him while the services were going on. And then I have later pictures of him as he was a little bit older. And Chandler is now 12 years old, a wonderful young man of God. He has attended all the conferences with his father, and he's participated in a number of youth activities. So, Chandler, share with us your conference experiences.
I like the conference because I get to see a lot of my family and a lot of people from other churches that I don't know and know come together and unite with each other. And I like how the services go, and how it runs, and I like how who preaches, and yeah.
Okay, so how were you blessed by what you experienced?
I also like the youth activities also.
Okay. What did you learn? Do you remember any things that you've learned from your attendance at the conferences?
We learned about, like, when we had the activities with the youth, we learned about different people and stuff, and we learned about a pastor called Billy Graham.
Oh, yes.
And we learned about how he saved a lot of people.
He brought a lot of people to Christ.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Well, you know, as I said, Chandler attended the conference with his mom and dad when he was just a newborn baby, and we have seen him grow up through the years. And I love what he said about seeing people from other churches, because, you know, the social aspect of us, particularly young people, is very important. And when we were meeting in person, there were so many young people, and we had youth leaders that took them to different places. And Chandler, Brother Chandler, pointed out their visit to the Billy Graham Museum with Mother Kramer and some of the other leaders that took the children under their wing. And they had, you remember the pizza parties you had and the lunches and all the backpacks and all the different exciting things, Brother Chandler?
Yes, ma'am. I still have my backpack.
You do?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Well, see, that means that that has some memories. You have some memories attached to that. And I know you love the young people's activities, and hopefully when we are able to meet in person again, we will be able to have a number of youth activities during the conference. So is there anything that you would share to encourage anyone, other young people, to attend the virtual meeting?
Yes, ma'am. It's fun. And even though we can't see people in person and stuff, we still have a great time, and we get to do, like, drawing stuff. And I recommend it.
Well, listen, everybody. Take it from Chandler. Follow his recommendation. Young people out there, parents who have young people, when we're on the virtual meeting, have your young people sign in and participate and listen, because there's so much to be learned. And as we have heard from Brother Chandler, there are so many things that he remembers about the conference, and what seeds we plant in our children are the seeds that will grow. So, Brother Chandler, we thank you so much for your participation today. We thank your mommy and your dad for cueing you and working with you and making it possible for you to be with us. Will you be on the virtual conference next week in 10 days?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be my father, and I'll be probably with my mother, but I'm going to do the Zoom on a different device.
All right. Well, guess what? I'll be looking to see your smiling face.
Thank you.
Take care and God bless. And thank you for sharing with us today, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you. So isn't this exciting just to hear the impact of these, of the conferences? This lets us know that our labor is not in vain, and we have to be steadfast, unmovable in what we do, because our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Thank you, Jesus. So I think we now have Sister Janae. Are you there, Sister Janae?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can, and I don't want to embarrass you, but I was sharing how I remember, we remember you when you were a little girl, when your parents would bring you to the conference.
Oh,
and
no,
now,
it's not embarrassing at all. I was going to talk about my childhood
good.
Anyway.
Yes, and
but,
now you are an adult. So why don't you share with us your conference experience?
Yes, ma'am. First, I would just like to acknowledge our teacher, Tyndall, Bishop Tyndall, Mother Bishop, and my father, Bishop Haywood. Thank you guys for, you know, allowing us to have this platform to share our experiences, because they did have a huge impact on my childhood and even into my adulthood. And when I was a kid and we were going, you know, to the conferences, like, you know, at first it was just, you know, something really fun because I was able to meet the other kids that came from different areas from, you know, from around the country, and was able to, you know, learn about them, become friends with some of them, and then even, you know, continue talking to this day. And, like, you know, you build lifelong relationships, and, you know, you have a forever, you know, sister and brothers in Christ that are in your age group. So that means, you know, you always have someone to relate to. And if you have questions, you know, it's new to all of us, and we always have our sources. Like, you know, I have my dad because, you know, he's been teaching us, you know, from a young age as well. But it was just amazing to be able to have a place to go to as a child, like, you know, especially in a church setting, where not only are we learning about God, that we're learning, like, you know, about ourselves and learning how we need to treat each other. And then when we got older, like when I hit my teens, and then I started to, you know, really pay attention to the services and actually going and just, you know, being able to participate with the adults and really just seeing how everyone comes together and then just actively want to learn more and grow as one with God. And it was just a consistent feeling of the Spirit every single time I came every year. And even when I, you know, turned 18 years old and I got my first job, I made it to where my boss had to know, like, hey, I go to this conference every year. You make sure you take off the time for me. Like, and if you don't take the time off, I'm still going. Figure it out. And then next thing you know, I got married, and I was like, okay, my husband, you're going to come with. You're going to experience this too. And then my daughter's, I mean, her first time going, she was in my tummy. Like, so I wasn't, you know, even though we wasn't able to continue going afterwards because, you know, of COVID, she still had that spirit. Like, I got touched, so I feel like she did too. So that was her first experience. I'm going to count that.
Wow, wonderful.
And it was just, I don't know, it was just an amazing experience, and I just cherish it to this day, and I always look forward to every year. And no matter what job I have, like, I'm so serious, I tell them, like, make sure you take this time off for me. Like, I am so adamant about it because it's just a huge and important part of my life, and I want to be a huge important part of my, you know, my future kids' lives and my, like, my current family, my husband and my daughter. Like, I want them to experience this and to feel what I have felt going to the conference and learning more, like, not just about myself, but who I am in God and in my church and what my role is supposed to be. And if you have not learned that from childhood to now, then you missed out. But I feel like I had a full experience, and I'm just so grateful for it.
Wow, Sister Janae, you know what? Your remarks are so moving, and one of the things that really touched my heart about what you said was when you had your jobs, you made sure that your employers knew that you needed time off for the conference, and even from your first job. And that is
so really
important. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying, like, I guess I really had to because I didn't want to miss the seconds, like how I didn't want to miss Sundays at my own church. Like, I would tell them, like, at my job, like, I need to have off every Sunday, and I need that to be a thing because I need to be at my church every Sunday. Because when I go to church, it's like, I feel like that is where I am most happiest.
Praise God. Praise God. That is so moving for me because, and I want to share this word with our listeners, too, is encouragement. So many times in our lives, we may be tempted to put things ahead of God. But as Mother Brown quoted that scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. If we put God first in our lives, it is amazing the difference that that makes. And for you as a young person to make that clear that you're not going to let anything interfere with attending the conference. And it's not just the conference, it's what you get there. You talked about fellowship and you talked about learning about yourself, to learn who you are in the Lord and who God is, and learning that God wants you to be all that you can be. Such a beautiful statement of sharing with us today. And you're now a mother yourself, and you already have intention that your daughter will come up the same way as Bishop and Bishop-elect did for you. And that is so wonderful, Sister Janae. And I look forward to seeing you. Will we see your little daughter on at the conference?
Oh, yes, my little Athena has to be there. She has to be present, so, because I need her to experience this. You know, even though we'll have our virtual, you know, shout and shoes on, we're prepared.
Yes. Wow. Well, you know, what they hear, even at that age, it makes a difference and an impact. So we have not seen her. We will be looking forward to seeing. Is Athena?
Yes, ma'am.
What
she
a beautiful.
She is 2 years old right now.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing her, and we thank you for sharing, and you keep on keeping on in the Lord. Such an inspirational word of sharing from a young woman in the Lord. Thank you, Sister Janae.
Yeah, thank you so much, and God bless everybody.
God bless you too, dear. And, you know, finally, we also have, I believe, Sister Alaya is on. And I always think of Alaya and Janae together. They were almost like joined at the hip, so to speak, as young children that would come to the conference with Bishop Haywood and Bishop-elect Haywood. So, Alaya, are you there?
Well, unfortunately, Alaya is not here. I spoke with her this morning, and she is going to have her first child. She's married as well, and she was going to have pretty similar things to say with Janae. Also,
yes.
But you know, she wasn't feeling well this morning. Some of it has to do with the pregnancy, and you know, she had a migraine, and she's very disappointed because she has like no voice either. So,
oh wow, well you
but,
know, Bishop Haywood,
yes.
Janae kind of spoke for her. As I said, they were like joined at the hip.
She did. It would have been almost the exact same. You know, with a little twist here and there because, you know, they were in the choir and then they played the music and, here and there with the young people. And I think in 1 year, their little group sang at Sandy Cove when they were just kids.
And you know what, Bishop Haywood, I have that those 500 pictures of the history of the USPCM conference is up until about the 10th year. And I hope one of these days we could put that on our website, because all of these young people and Elder Allman and all these speakers that they're all on there, and it would be so wonderful to allow people to have a trip down UFCCM memory lane, so to speak. But please convey to us, Sister Alea, that we are praying for her and that we love her and that we hope to see her at the virtual meeting as well. Well, Bishop Hayward, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said absolutely, it's a blessing all the way around. And it was good to hear my daughter on there, talking. It's weird because, they were little bitty, just kids. And now they, they're starting to have children, have husbands, and now they're coming to the conference.
Well, you know what? As a dad and as a minister of God's church, I know that you're very proud, because this lets you know that all that you did, all those treks to Baltimore and the different locations when you would load up the vans and Sandy Cove and bring your children and young people from your church and others from your church, it's not in vain. Look at how God
has
blessed.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
All right. I'm done, because I know we still have people on, waiting to, talk. So let me go back inside the room and close the door where I belong.
Okay. Well, let's see who callers. The lines are open for you to call in and share.
All right. Well, all the way from Chicago, Illinois, I did go into the screening room. We have Pastor Loretta White on the line. Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mic has come unmuted. I wasn't trying to say anything. I'm up here trying to get this fixed. But God bless you all, and I have enjoyed every last one of you all. And be encouraged.
Thank you so much, Pastor White. And Pastor White, are you still there?
Yes, I am here.
Will you be at our virtual meeting?
I don't think so. I'm on the phone. I'm out here.
No. The virtual meeting that's coming up on the 22nd. I will make sure that you get all the information so you can be in that meeting.
Okay, Bishop Hayward.
Great. We have not met you, but we're looking forward to seeing you, okay? Thank you for calling in.
Okay. You're welcome.
God bless.
God bless you as well.
All right. Teacher Tindall, we have 443-415. Wait a minute.
Is that Bishop Tindall?
Yeah, well, we always want to say Bishop Tindall for last, but Bishop Tindall, it's always good to hear your voice. I'm sorry, it's just whenever I hear Bishop Tindall's voice and Mother Bishop, I take a little liberty to say hello, even though I know I'm supposed to just push the button.
That's okay.
Praise God. I thank God for the opportunity once again to just say a brief word with you. I am so encouraged and excited after listening to the various comments by different ones that have come forward today. It's just really uplifting to our spirits to see the level of excitement that's generated by our upcoming conference in the hearts and minds of each of you. And we just want to let you know how much we truly appreciate all that you all are doing. Oftentimes we don't get to mention the names of everybody who is involved in this awesome ministry, but we want each and every one of you to know how much we deeply appreciate everything that you do and that you have done and that you are continuing to do to go and be a part of the blessings of this great work that God has brought forth. I came back to you just to give you one more reminder that this month, instead of our 24-hour prayer meeting taking place at the end of the month, it is going to take place on the weekend preceding our conference. And we thank God that throughout the years, the UFCCM and all that it has been doing have been undergirded by a powerful prayer ministry. And the 24-hour prayer meeting is a vital part of the UFCCM's success. We go before the Lord 24 hours a day. Each time we have this meeting, nonstop, we jump from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, from state to state, city to city, all over the United States and the Bahamas, with someone praying on the hour, every hour, for 24 hours in a powerful nonstop prayer meeting. And we've been doing this monthly for years. And please respond to the team leaders so that they can get us the information in time, so that your name can be on the list of those who will be praying, especially this month, for the success and ways that the Lord will use our annual conference. I just wanted to give thanks to those of you who do participate and to encourage all of you, particularly in this month, so please, 24-hour prayer meeting scheduled for the weekend before our conference, which will be the 18th of June, beginning at 6 a.m. on Friday, June 18th, and will conclude at 6 a.m. on Saturday, June 19th. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to give you this reminder and share this with you. And to all of you, we send our love and blessings, and look out, because great things are in store for us. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop Tindall, for those words of encouragement and also the reminder regarding the 24-hour prayer. And we're looking forward to that on June 18th and 19th. Coming up soon, which is next week. So we're looking forward to that time of prayer. Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers who would like to speak today?
We actually do. However, there seems to be I've taken the caller, at least one caller so far in the screening room, and I don't know if they can hear me. They're listening to the show. They press one, but when I take them in the screening and say, hey, you're going to be coming on, they don't say anything. And we do have someone else that just press one, so we'll go ahead and take that caller. One moment. All right, caller, you're at 920-819. Go right ahead.
Hello, this is Deacon Monica Zindler. I just have one comment. I remember last year's conference, and Bishop-elect DeShazer talked about football. And I said that, you know, in Green Bay, I lived there for 30 years, so you breathe football. But I just wanted to say, you can't catch the football if you aren't on the field.
Wow.
So if you want to catch the spirit of the UFCCM conference, get on the field, and we'll see you at the virtual conference. That's it.
I love that, Sister Monica. That is so wonderful. Bishop Haywood, we might even want to use that as a reminder for everyone. You can't catch the football if you're not on the field. And that is so beautiful. Thank you, Sister Monica. And I do remember last year those messages, Bishop-elect Haywood. Oh, my goodness. I'm not a football fan, but she had me looking up the positions on a football team because I was wanting to do a lesson on the different players and what their role is and equate that to our spiritual lives. But she really stirred me up. And, of course, Overseer Tindall and Bishop Nixon. I mean, even though we were on Zoom, sitting here at my computer, I felt the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit during mm-hmm. that conference. Amen. It was absolutely awesome. So thank you for stirring mm-hmm. that memory, Sister Monica.
You're
welcome. Okay. Do we have anyone else, Bishop Haywood?
Well, the only one that came on, it looks like Alea actually did finally come on just now. So I guess we can go ahead and pull her in quickly if you want me to.
Yes, please do. We'd love to hear from her.
All right, Alea. Looks like you're in. Go right ahead.
Hi. So good to hear you guys' voices. It's been a minute. But I just remember being in the conferences since I was a very small child.
Mm-hmm.
And every conference, there was always a breakthrough for somebody. And
yeah.
No matter what it was, there was always someone at least falling on their face and praising God, even if they, you know, hadn't before. Somebody got saved at the end of the conference every
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah.
And then I would always remember, especially when I was a kid, when we would leave at the end of the night, we would be in church for hours. And it was, going to the conference every year was the one thing I always looked forward to in my summers. I always looked forward to going. And then after every service, we would go outside and we would talk, and then I would see people in the street just talking about how they could hear us from the inside, and that how the service, even though they didn't come inside, that they were touched some way, somehow. And I would just see people come up to Bishop Tyndall and to my parents, and it just made me happy about just made me happy to be a part. Even though I was a little kid, I just was glad to be there to experience it.
Well, Sister Leia, we are so glad that you were able to be on with us. I know that you're suffering from that migraine, but we're praying that God will give you relief from that. And we just thank you for breaking through and sharing. You know, something that you said, where you said that there was always a breakthrough for someone in the conference, and that is so very true. We saw miracles and deliverance and healing and people getting saved. But one of the things you said was that people on the outside were being touched, and that just reinforces for me that the Spirit of God cannot be contained in a building. But when we uplift and lift up the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God flows outward from wherever and touches whomever it will. And we just thank you for sharing that thought and that memory with us of the conference. What would you say to encourage others to attend?
Well, I would say, you know, because I think when a lot of people, you know, around my age, when they think of church, they think of, you know, like mass or like boring, and you're just sitting around. But the thing is, I've never had that experience. Every time I go to church, there's always something to do. You're not just sitting around doing nothing. Like, I would just say, like, to give it a chance, because you could be missing out on the best moments of your life just because you've never experienced it.
Wow.
And you'll never know unless you experience it. So how can you say that you don't like it if you ain't been?
That's right. Wow. That is so true, Sister Leia. And, you know, Bishop Haywood, I want to say to you, it would be great sometime to have some little public service announcements on the website.
We
have our conferences with a comment, like just Sister Leia and Sister Monica and some of the others, little video clips that encourage people, because these are coming from those who have experienced this level of encouragement and inspiration. So,
yeah,
Sister,
you know,
Leia,
I think, well,
thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. No, I was just saying absolutely, you know. And one of the good things about Blog Talk Radio, it's all going to archive, so maybe we can just pick through all of those little comments and then make some commercials out of it as well.
That would be great. I know it's too late to do it on this virtual meeting, and I know you're busy, but even to put some of those up on the website, and listeners, go to ufccm.org. There's a beautiful graphic about the Bishop Haywood has put up, I think, about the conference. And if we had some of these little snippets, it would be so inspirational and wonderful for people that visit our website.
Amen.
Amen. Right. So, Sister Leia, thank you, dear. And we're praying for relief for you from those migraines, okay? Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you, and God bless you, sweetheart. Well, we have had a wonderful day. We have had, I just feel elevated and lifted up and encouraged in the Lord as never before about our conference that's coming up, but about what it has meant to those who have attended. So, Bishop Haywood, do you have any closing comments?
Well, you know, I would just say, you know, and echo without saying it, just reflect back on everything that has already been said. I think, you know, that is going to be enough, you know, to put, you know, some of that, you know, some of the running up under your shoes to get to the conference, the virtual conference. And again, you know, be sure to go to the website, ufccm.org. That's ufccm.org. You can go to the Facebook page, you know, as well, and just, you know, just type in UFCCM, you'll find it. And those of you that are Facebook people, if you type in UFCCM on YouTube, you'll find it. So it'll be everywhere. And then, of course, if you want to experience the Zoom, the live Zoom, go to the website. All access will be there. I believe that some is going to be sent out anyway. But, you know, you'll have an opportunity over these next 3 days, the seminars, the virtual seminars that will be taking place, the state of the fellowship address from our Ecumenical Patriarch, the speakers, you know. So I'm just going to tell you, you know, if you want to be sure to have something, you know, in your personal spiritual tool belt, you want to get there. Well, and that's all I think I want to say. You know, other than the fact that it was good to hear everyone's voice, everyone's testimonies, and everyone's reflection. And thank you again for the opportunity to work and serve with you, Teacher Kendall.
Yes, and the same for you, Bishop Haywood. And I'm going to ask you, Bishop Haywood, after this last announcement, if you would grace us with the closing prayer. But I just want to remind everyone that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, July 10th. And we have something special. We always pray about these broadcasts and ask God to direct us and guide us. And we have followed that each time. And we're looking for the Lord to give us something great that we will, it'll be special for you all for the next broadcast. So mark your calendar so you will not be sure to miss out. And I don't even know what it is yet, but mark your calendar. Okay, Bishop Haywood, if you would give us our closing prayer.
Yes, thank you so much. And, you know, I'm reminded of something in the beginning that Elder Allman said about serving. You don't always have to be out front. And I receive, you know, such a blessing, you know, to work where I work within the UFCCM and with the lady broadcasting. You know, just be reminded, everyone, you know, that you don't have to be out in front to be in front. It's important that we remember that. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do. Lord God, we ask that you direct and that you redirect every step of our way. We bind the enemy that comes to hinder, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Satan, you have no authority, you have no power over any of God's people. Even though here and there we may feel, Lord, that we're a little deflated, we yet know, God, that you are there, Lord God, to breathe life into us, and we just must accept that, know that, no matter the circumstance. So, Lord, we thank you for our leaders. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for Bishop Tyndall, our ecumenical patriarch of this fellowship, and Mother Bishop, our Secretary General. And we are so thankful for the Bishop Emeritus, Mother Bishop Betty Brown, that was on with us, and all of the bishops and pastors and elders, ministers, servants, everyone in their capacity. Lord God, cover and blanket them, Lord God, with your love and your spirit. And Lord God, we give you the glory, Lord God, and the honor and the praise, Lord, as we continue in your service. Touch all of the listeners, the past listeners, the future listeners, Lord God, and especially those that are listening right now. And Father God, of course, your servant, Teacher Tyndall, who is so faithful to this work. Begin, Lord God, even in her life, Lord God, a stirring, Lord, and a new and a fresh anointing each and every day and with every broadcast. So we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and Lord God, as we wait, Lord God, with anticipation on the virtual conference, meet us there in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen for a powerful prayer. And we'll see you all, we'll hear you all, listeners, next month and see you at the virtual meeting. God bless.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.